Hi, I'm Caitlin Alexander, and this is the Budget Affair Podcast, where we talk all about money management, the mind, the emotional experiences involved, and how it's all morally neutral. I am a single mom with money to save, bills to pay, and debt to tackle, and I advocate for women like me to confront what they're willing to change. Join this affair every Thursday at 10 a.m. for a daily dose. Thanks for listening. Hey girl, so the other day I was thinking about how life is like a roller coaster, and not in the traditional sense of there's ups and downs in life, like we hear that one all the time. Because see, I'm the type of chick, I don't like roller coasters, okay? They scare me. I don't see why people like them. I don't see how people enjoy them. But the thing is that I had to ride a few rides in order to understand that I don't like rides, right? So hear me out now, hear me out. This is for all my people that don't like rides. Not for you jokers that be on them rides all the time like that, okay? This is for my sisters and brothers that do not like heights. They just don't seek thrills in that way. So the thing is, though, the problem that I have with roller coasters is that they are very deceiving. So when I'm standing in line waiting for the ride, I'm looking from the ground up, and in my mind, it looks fun. It looks enjoyable. Not to mention, I hear all the screams and the laughter of joy. I see all the excitement of those around me who are also standing in the line, and they are eager and just optimistic and ready to get on this ride, y'all. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know what? It can't be that bad. It has to be fun. Like, this is my evidence that I'm about to have a good time. But I'm wrong, because once I get on a ride, they strap me in and we start to go up that first steep slope, and I realize that this just isn't for me. This is not the thing for me. But I done came all this way. They done strapped me in. The ride is going, and now I got to see it through. So the point that I'm trying to make is that roller coasters are a lot like life, in the sense of sometimes you find yourself in a situation, or in this case, on a ride that you just can't get off of, that you just can't get out of, okay? And see, sometimes you have to brace yourself and see things through, because you can't get off. You're stuck. You're strapped in, and you have to endure the ride. Sometimes we may find ourselves in seasons that we have signed up for that we want so bad to get out of. We are in pain, and circumstances or life just hasn't aligned for us to get out of the situation just yet. But just like that roller coaster ride ends, so does those seasons in life. And that's my metaphor for roller coasters. But my advice to you all is, if you find yourself in a situation where you are strapped in and you just can't get off for some reason, stay in hope, stay grounded, and have faith, because it is almost over. I heard someone on TikTok the other day talk about how it's okay if you need to give things another chance. And I really resonated with that, because I'm in this season of life where I am having compassion for myself. And I'm understanding that I am human, and it's not just sometimes I have to get on a ride several times in order to know and understand that it just ain't for me. Okay. And I'm so happy that I found that video, because it reinforced to me that life isn't black and white, that sometimes you have to be fed up in order to release something, walk away, let something go. Sometimes you have to ride a ride multiple times in order to get it. And that is okay. Many people might look at you and be like, why you keep getting on that ride? Why you keep doing that? Why you staying in that relationship? Why you keep spending your money like that? You might be looking at you like that at this point. Like, what is going on with me? But it's worth it to understand and know that it's okay for you to have to give things multiple chances in order to get it right. Because when you give things multiple chances, you also give yourself time to organically separate yourself from certain things. And when we organically separate ourselves from certain things versus ripping ourselves off, we are more likely to get the full benefit of walking away. We are more likely to get the full gift of life in that way, because life is all about trial and error. And in that, we have to learn to forgive ourselves. We have to learn to forgive the innocent part of us that didn't know what we didn't know. The innocent part of us that made a decision to do something, to commit to something, who ultimately made a bad decision for us, right? That's that inner part of ourselves that we have to forgive and like truly say to yourself, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for getting on that ride. I'm sorry for dating that person. I'm sorry for abandoning you. I'm sorry for not listening to you. And you're saying these things to yourself, right? It's okay that you didn't know what you didn't know, but it's also beneficial to forgive that part of you that didn't know what you didn't know, because what you didn't know got you into trouble. What you didn't know hurt you. And it's so easy to, it's not even easy to forgive other people. I won't say that. But we oftentimes hear stories of forgiving others. But at some point in our healing journey, we have to forgive ourselves. So yeah. All right. So this is the end of this video. I really just want to try this out to see. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I still need to practice some, but I got hair and clean underwear. Ew. Look at my hands, man. Ew. I'm just kidding, y'all. That's my nerve speaking. Woo, baby, I'm hot. Anyway, so yeah, that is that. That is the end of this podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and got some much needed clarity and love and peace and compassion. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. This is actually a podcast/YouTube. So if you are interested in a visual version, join us over on YouTube at The Budget Affair. And also join our community over at Instagram. We are slowly but surely growing. And I'm super excited about that. So yeah, y'all join us over there on Instagram at The Budget Affair, and I hope to see you guys soon. Bye.